glad you're here. LSU Sweeta, knowing you're near. So good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Psalm 98, verse 1, probably one of my favorites. Sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. And all God's redeemed people said, amen. Well, happy Thursday, this first day of September 2016. Where did the summer go? I don't know where it went, but it's gone. It's already September. Yeah, Labor Day is on Monday, so that's the, I guess they call it the unofficial end of summer. So we're looking forward to that. Also for the day off on Monday, too. That's always nice. You know, Psalm 98, verse 1, like I mentioned, probably one of my favorite psalms. To sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. And friend, that is so true. Even when we're in the valleys, think about this. He still gives us a song to sing. He really does. And if that's you today and you can testify to that fact, yes, I can still sing a song because my Jesus, my God is greater than this valley. So he has done marvelous things. He's doing wonderful things here at Great News Radio, of course. Mark has been talking nonstop about the Great News Radio Center at the Lincoln Square Mall. That is just such an excitement going on here at the radio ministry. And I've told Mark, hey, God is on the move here at Great News Radio, and it's great to be part of it. It really, really is. In fact, I'm not sure if you're connected with us on Facebook. Just look up Great News Radio. In fact, I think Mark shared a picture of some of the things going on at the Lincoln Square Mall at our new little center there in Urbana. You can listen to last Friday, Monday and Tuesday's program on just some of the updates and with singing men and some great God sightings happening at the center and more by visiting our website and listening through the archives page, greatnewsradio.org. So lots of exciting stuff happening here at the radio ministry, but also in the Kroll household. You know, we shared with some friends and family just a few weeks ago that God is calling us to serve in a church in Decatur. Yeah, God has called me to serve as the senior pastor at Galilee Baptist Church in Decatur. I know Decatur's not really in our listening area. I know portions of Monticello and so forth is, but yeah, God has called us to serve there. We've been serving at our current church about 4.5 years. Served as the teaching pastor or the associate pastor there for about four and a half years. And we knew that God was birthing in us to serve more in the senior pastor position for a couple of years now. And he really opened a door for us to serve at Galilee Baptist Church in Decatur. In fact, I start Sunday. So let's just say I'm a little nervous here, but I'm so excited. I'll tell you what. Serving the Lord is so much fun. It has its moments. I'll tell you, it has its seasons of discouragement and challenges and all of that stuff, but it's so exciting. It really is. And my wife pointed something out to me, several years ago. She says, you know what, hon? You really love God's word. It's so evident. It's so evident. And that's so, so true. In fact, just a couple of years ago, I earned my doctorate in biblical studies and just, I really do love God's word. I also love the author of God's word, too. So we're excited. If you could be praying for us, like I said, this Sunday is our first Sunday. Just be praying for us as we step out in faith and serve him in this capacity. That does not affect anything I do here at Great News Radio. We'll still celebrate our Thursdays together and the Sunday worship program every Sunday morning and evening together as well. But since I consider you a friend, since we live out Thursdays together, I just wanted to share that exciting news in our family. So, like I said, if you could be praying for us, we would greatly, greatly appreciate it. Well, coming up here in just a couple of moments, you know, I'll tell you what. There are some truths in God's word that we love. You know, the stuff that will make you feel good, how we're going to spend eternity with God and how he loves us. Where scripture passages like where sin abounds, grace abounds all the more. We all love those types of passages, but there are other passages that just don't get us that excited, like loving our enemies and pray for those who persecute you. Oh, yeah. Those are the truth passages that that are like Brussels sprouts. So today we're going to have some Brussels sprouts, if you allow me to serve some today. And we're going to talk about loving our enemies. That's coming up here in just a couple of moments right here on today's edition of Mark and Friends right here on Great News Radio. Tell you what, in America today, it's funny, we love everything, don't we? I mean, think about all the ways you can use that four-letter word during a given week. I mean, we love hamburgers, praise the Lord. We love our children. We love puppies. We love ice cream. We love college football, spring days, vacations, and a gazillion of other things, right? I mean, isn't it amazing that with the wealth of words we have at our disposal, we use the same term to describe our feelings about a hot dog as we do to describe our relationship with our mother. I mean, surely we can't feel the same way about that cat video on YouTube as we do our own children, right? See, most of the time we use the word love to describe anything that makes us feel good at a given moment. I mean, if you really think about it, here in 2016, with that definition, it's no wonder we fall out of love with people at the same rate we fall out of love with certain kinds of food. Jesus calls us, friend, to something more than that. I mean, as followers, we're called to love in the way he loves. And today we're going to talk about loving our enemies. Oh, this is going to be a fun study today. This is going to be a hard study, in fact. If you have your Bible, go ahead and turn to Matthew chapter 5. Matthew chapter 5. We're going to look at verses 43 to 48, loving our enemies. Because think about this. As believers, we're called to be set apart anyways. We're called to be different in a good way. for the kingdom of God. So again, Matthew chapter 5, verses 43 to 48, Jesus talking here. You have heard that it was said, love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, that you may be children of your Father in heaven. He causes his sun to rise on the evil and the good and sends rain on the righteous and the unrighteous. If you love those who love you, what reward will you get? Are not even tax collectors doing that? And if you greet only your own people, what are you doing more than others? Do not even pagans do that? You know, friend, I don't know about you, but these are some tough passages here. I mean, Jesus wasn't talking about just simple Christianity here. I mean, he was talking about denying ourselves. I mean, because think about it, most of the world operates by a simple premise. I mean, love those who love you. I mean, that's it. Think about it. Love those who love you. That's the way the world operates, because with that worldview, people only get into relationships for what they can gain from them. Every relationship is self-serving. Thus, if a relationship ceases to give you what you want, you simply move on to the next one. Friend, let me be completely blunt with you. The kingdom of God does not operate that way. Jesus called us to love those who feel animosity, even hatred towards you and me. In fact, he gave us an example from weather. When the rain falls, the evil receives the benefit in the same way the righteous do. This is God's common grace. It's common because he extends it to everyone, right? Look at verse 45. He causes his sun to rise on the evil and the good and sends rain on the righteous and the unrighteous. It's common grace. It's common because he extends it to everyone. This doesn't mean God approves of everything that happens on earth. It only means God's love is completely distinct from our love. He extends his love to people, not because they love him, but because it's in his character to do so. Friend, I don't want this to be another Bible study that just talks about how we need to love people. Even though we are called to do so, how do you do that? How do you love? Not just, I'm not talking about the people that are easy to love. I'm talking about your enemies. Those people who would do their best to go out of their way to hurt you, to degrade you, to talk down to you, to hurt you and your family. How do we love those people? I'm not talking about those people who are nice and sweet and are friends. I'm talking about loving our enemies. That's exactly what Jesus is talking about here in Matthew chapter 5. How do you love those enemies? Well, friend, I think it starts with praying for your enemies. I'll tell you what, prayer shapes our hearts, because when we pray for someone who is, what's that word I'm thinking of? Maybe difficult to love, we will find our hearts being bent toward that person. It's hard to hate someone you are asking God to bless and help. Pray for them. Lord, change my heart towards them. That's a prayer right there. I'll tell you, that is a prayer right there. Pray for your enemies. Or here's another way of choosing to love your enemies. Maybe choosing not to gossip about them. Oh, I'll tell you what, choosing to talk negatively about somebody, I don't know, it just, maybe it's just the way humans are, but it just makes us feel better. When we're angry towards somebody, it's just easy to talk negative about them. Maybe a way of loving your enemy is choosing not to gossip about them. Or maybe when you hear that person who is sick, maybe sending them a get well card. I know this is hard stuff. This really is. This is tough stuff, because Jesus called you and me to be set apart. He has called you and me to be different than the world. And if he calls you and me to be different than the world, that means you and I have to deny ourselves. This is tough stuff. This is a tough teaching. Jesus said, if you only greet your own people, what are you doing more than others? Do not even pagans do that? If you love those who you love, what reward will you get? Are not even the tax collectors doing that? Jesus is saying it's easy to love those who love you. It's easy to be friendly to those who are friendly to you. But Jesus is saying, sinners, the world does that. I want you to be different. John chapter 13, verse 35, Jesus said, "By this everyone will know that you are my disciples if you love one another." If you love one another. Love is the greatest defining mark of a Christian, friend. For the Christian who prays for their enemy, the Christian who goes brings food over to their home when they're in the hospital or when they're sick, those who truly love demonstrate they have experienced the love of Jesus Christ. Those who truly love demonstrate they have experienced the love of Jesus Christ and are growing in their understanding of the great love of God in Christ. And friend, that's what makes us distinct, different. So showing God's love is what makes us truly distinct. It really is. So let's look for opportunities to stand apart from the rest of the world. Pray. Commit to pray every day for that one person in your life who is difficult to love. Have you ever been difficult to love? Have you ever been difficult to love? Think of someone who loved you during a time when you were hard to love. I think of my wife, who loved me when I was so hard to love so many different times, many times during the week. And sacrifice. You know, Jesus loves us sacrificially. What is one practical way you can sacrificially love someone this week? It's okay to love ice cream and puppies and college football, but don't confuse all that love with God's love. The love he calls you to walk in. He loves you, friend. Now go and do likewise. Phillips, Craig, and Dean. That's right. I have been crucified with Christ. Hey, friend, thank you so much for your right hand of fellowship today here on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends. And honestly, it is through God's grace, but also through your financial support that enables us to really bring you the programming that you enjoy each and every day. Our mailing address, if you feel led to do so, is Post Office Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. Or you can make your gift online at greatnewsradio.org and click on donate. Well, until next time, friend, just remember that you are salt and you are light and you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Enjoy the rest of your Thursday.